Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
It's a little Texas blues bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Billy, Dusty, and Frank, CZ Top. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. He's the co-author of All In. Please check out that book. You just got to love that title, don't you, small business owners? It sounds like us, doesn't it? How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. Chester Elton is the co-author, and he's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. We're talking about the culture of your business. And, Chester, we're trying to encourage people to be a little more intentional, a little more aware of the fact that their business, every business has a culture. That's not the question. The question is, are you going to be involved in the creation and the direction of that culture? Does it actually look like the culture that you want as an owner? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you're building that culture, and to your point, you know, what are our values? What do we stand for? You know, companies that I've seen that do it really well keep it very simple. You know, it's two or three things that you really focus on. You know, I was dealing with a company one time and asked them what their core values were. And they said, hey, we've got them right here. And he pulled out a sheet and he said, here are our 12 core values. And I said, you know, that's just too many. I mean, Moses only
right.
had 10.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and nobody can remember those either. So I talked to the company to keep it really simple. You know, one of the great business leaders that we got to study was a guy named Scott O'Neill. And he had a wonderful philosophy called the Rule of Three. And he said, keep it to three things. And so he built these great organizations at the NBA and Madison Square Garden. He's mm-hmm. now the CEO of the Philadelphia 76ers. And he says, look, to me, it's you focus on what world-class. What is it that you do that's world-class? And when we, you know, service our customers, when we do our projects, are we doing everything to make it world-class? And I think you talk about with your team, what does that mean? You know, what does world-class look like? You can't just say it. You have to define
right.
it. It's to show it to them. And when you see it, you reinforce it, right? The second one is wow. He talks about how do we wow each other? And what does it look like to wow a customer? What does it look like when we wow each other? You know, in a lot of businesses, you know, you'll see the value of integrity. And you say, okay, I get that that's important. Define that. What does it look like? And I'll give you a quick example. I was just in the city. I live just outside New York City. I was in the city with my wife. She was going to meet me in there, stop by an Apple store, I had to buy a charger. I'd lost one on a recent trip. Pay for it and everything. Love the Apple store. Big glass building, you know, it's all,
right.
all the stuff that Apple. I go to meet her where we are, and I realize I've lost my wallet. And I panic because, you know, I travel
no
a lot. It's got my green
it's
card
your
in it.
World's
it's got
in
everything
there.
In it. Exactly. I sprint back to the store, and I look in my phone, and I realize they've already emailed me and said, Mr. Elton, you've left your wallet
wow.
at our store. Please come back at your earliest convenience. And I grabbed the manager and I said, you literally have no idea how important this is to me. She said, well, I can just imagine. I said, no, you really can't imagine how important. I said, what can I do? Who turned it in? Like, she said, you know what, Mr. Elton? This is who we are. We find a wallet, we give it back.
Right.
I loved it.
Right.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then the last one is the one that we love, of course, is that when we win, we celebrate, we cheer. So he talks about it's wow, world class, wow, how do we wow each other and cheer for each other? I think it's a great formula, and it's worked really well for him.
It is good. And, you know, the thing that I wanted to let small business owners off the hook on a little bit, because we've been saying that they don't really, you know, they're so busy doing other things, they don't really think about the culture. The truth is that they really do a lot about culture. They just don't think of it that way. For example, the way you treat customers. You were talking about it a minute ago. Small business owners all over the place are when they talk to their employees, and a customer comes in and they're talking to their employees. They're saying, "Look, this is how we treat customers. This is the way we want them to be treated. This is how we treat our vendors. We tell the truth, et cetera, et cetera." Those values are the foundation of your culture. But what Chester and I are talking about, folks, is connect the dots. Think of it as you're building a culture that can be transferred to each other, that can be shared with each other. The culture is, to me, the culture is the fabric of the organization that you weave through from the values.
Sure. You know, and it's really interesting. Once you get how important your culture is, you realize it's your biggest differentiator. And I'll give you a quick example. We just talked about Apple stores. I think it's a remarkable shopping experience, right? Well, you can buy an iPad at an Apple store. You can buy an iPad at Radio Shack.
Right.
They are remarkably different experiences. Not that, you know, I'm disparaging Radio Shack. I'm not. It's just a different model,
yep.
Right? And it's a different level of customer service. Well, sometimes we'll say, well, I'll forego customer service to get a better price. But the fact is that the iPad costs exactly the same at Radio Shack as it does at the Apple Store.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I buy an iPad at a Radio Shack when I can have the Apple experience?
Well, it must be said that the Apple stores have the highest grossing per square foot of any retail in the world, as I understand it. And so,
no, absolutely. In fact, I've done some work with some mall retailers.
Right.
And when they figure out for the mall the average,
right,
you know, sale per square foot, if you have an Apple store, you have to take that out of the equation.
That's right. It's an aberration. Hey, Chester, give us a website quickly, please.
What's that?
Your website, quickly.
Oh, the cultureworks.com.
Thank you, Chester. Cultureworks.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.